Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
One American Network has just lost its last television
partnership. Yeah, now they were already taken off the cable provider that I have, and now they just don't exist at all as an entity?
On television specifically. They still stream online, and they still have a deal with, I think, Pluto TV still has their channel.
And what was the stated reason that they're responsible for violence and disunity in our country?
Was that what you read? Because I just read that Verizon said that they didn't have enough customers watching the program to begin with, which
that's
I don't.
Bunch of baloney.
Yeah.
That is a bunch of baloney.
Literally,
unfortunately, news networks like Fox have started compromising the last few years. One American News Networks is one of the few places I could go to hear the truth.
If you hear the viewership quality of all the conservative networks, they put Fox News on that list as the number one, but we'll ignore that one.
I was actually a guest twice on OAN. My resume is shrinking when I'm a guest on something popular and now it doesn't exist anymore.
It's online, so it counts, sort of.
Okay. Yeah. It's a trip down memory lane, at least.
Is Newsmax still on TV? I think it is.
I think it is. My cable provider never had Newsmax anyway, so one is good, too. From what I understood, OAN compromised even less than Newsmax did.
No, exactly, yeah. Like, if you look at how hard right that One American Network is, it's really there. And I think also what even helped too, that show Last Week Tonight did a whole segment of the show. So it was bombarding and saying like, oh, it's a terrible network. But I think that's free publicity for you personally if you get that.
Yeah, and they were headquartered right here in San Diego too, which was really cool.
I think Newsmax is also headquartered in San Diego
too. That I had not heard. That's interesting.
I'll have to look that up again, but I'm pretty sure. So I think this is bad in terms of television audiences are pretty much older generation, so they won't get the news that they want to hear, and they'll have to compromise, like you said, to Fox News possibly. And if they
Has some good people and some good stuff, but like they wouldn't even mention Dinesh D'Souza's movie about the election fraud.
Nope.
Wouldn't even mention it.
Yep.
Let alone they're entitled to their opinion about it. They can want to come up and say they didn't like it. That's fine. But to not even mention it.
He's been a guest on Fox News for how long? How many times has he been on there?
Years and years.
So now you're not going to promote him?
They pulled the plug on all discussion of the election. Even Sean Hannity went dark after about a month into that thing.
Yeah. Moving on. Study shows that due to the inflation rates right now, dollar stores have increased their sales. I am not surprised by that story in a little bit. 13.2% increase in the second quarter of 2022. The inflation rates are at 9.1%, which is the highest since 1981. Now, keep in mind, Reagan was president at the time, but he was not responsible for how the economy was. He actually improved the economy immensely. That's why we have the term Reaganomics. And so I want people to, because I've seen so many mainstream media say, oh, at least it's not as bad as Reagan's presidency. No. You need context behind that kind of story.
We did great financially under Reagan. We did great financially under Trump. It's only under the Democrats that we come to ruin.
Exactly. The context about Reagan was the president at the time. Ignore that. You have to have context. It was the previous president's fault, right? Not Reagan's fault.
Well, the one right before Reagan was Carter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He was one that we took a real nosedive as well.
That's right. Last story I wanted to get out before we head out tonight. Car warranty robocalls are coming to an end, says the FCC. How much do I believe that? On a scale of 1 to 10, probably a 1.
I can't stand them, especially since it's companies that I don't have any warranty with that always give me the robocalls telling me my warranty is up.
I knew my warranty was up about 70,000 miles ago. What did you mean?
But sometimes places you don't even have a warranty with will call you anyway. It's just...
Yeah, so what the...
It's a scam, a lot of it.
But here's what's going on. The FCC says, file a report to this site and we'll automatically shut down that number. Question here is, how many millions of calls come out per day with this whole warrant?
And they have all kinds of different numbers, because I block numbers of spam calls all the time and the same company keeps calling me back with a different number.
Exactly. On top of that, how many different things do you have to do, FCC? You have to check the television stations. You have to check the radio stations. You have to check the internet constantly. Do you think you can add one more thing to that whole list and think you can get this done in a timely manner? Because I personally don't think so. I think this is a complete waste of your time, and my, and as a taxpayer too, along with you, I think this is a waste of our taxpaying dollars as well to announce this kind of thing.
Well, you know, when cell phones first came out, it was supposed to be against the law to do any soliciting on a cell phone. That only lasted a year or two.
And on top of that, how many other scam calls are there? There's a lot of them that say, oh, we're the IRS and we're going to shut you down.
Oh, yeah.
What has the FCC done with that one? They've only announced so far this. Yeah. And if you file a report with them, how long is it going to take on top of that? Because, again, you're dealing with so much FCC.
Fortunately, my phone will sometimes say spam or possible spam, so I'll know to just ignore it. But
they never
sometimes it's just an unidentified number and you just don't know.
That's true. Yeah. I always pick up unknown numbers, but when it says spam, I will ignore it. So I do appreciate my phone. I have AT&T. Do you have AT&T?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if it's just an AT&T thing or T-Mobile as well as doing that sort of stuff or Verizon, but personally, I appreciate that part.
But then it was AT&T that canceled OAN. So there's one for them and one against them.
They were one of the very first networks to cancel them. But again, not surprised. I mean, it goes everything that AT&T stands for in the first place, I guess, in terms of like government policies and stuff like that. That's another story again entirely. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, so I don't have time to do a movie review.
Okay,
tonight.
We'll look forward to more of your movie reviews. I know you still want to get down that list of all the Christian films.
Yeah, so it'll be an I have to leave everyone again on the edge of their seats for that one.
With bated breath as always. Okay, my friend, this is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.
Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.